Many Northwest winemakers are trying to make wine a little less fussy by putting it in aluminum cans. Correspondent Anna King has more.
Some winemakers are calling it the beerification of wine. Sleek aluminum cans that look like a soda or Red Bull are popping up in hip Northwest restaurants or in local groceries.
We're trying to tie the joy of a good wine to like the bloom of a flower.
Winery owners like Michael Etter are trying to appeal to a different kind of consumer, one that's on the go but still wants a red, white, or rosé. He wants his wines to show up at concert venues, beach bonfires, and art events. Etter is the president and creative brains behind Portland-based Free Public Wines. He says his wines won't be tied to an estate vineyard or a specific terroir, and heck with a stuffy tasting room.
Which feels like a very 90s experience. It feels like your parents' experience. It doesn't feel like it's in tune or in step with the way that people are experiencing life.
Free Public and other canned wines aren't tethered to a specific winemaker or vineyard. The makers buy surplus fermented juice from other wineries across the West, and then they can it.
One of the things I like about wine in a can is it makes wine more accessible to people in a whole variety of different ways.
That's wine expert Sean Sullivan. He's a contributing editor to Wine Enthusiast magazine. He writes on Washington State and Idaho wines. He says cans might really appeal to a growing market of millennials now coming of age.
They're less expensive wines. They're also, you don't need a particular style of opener in order to get at the wine as you do with a traditional wine bottle. And so I think there's a great ease of use to them.
Sullivan thinks consumers might come around to cans faster than they did to box wines or screw-capped bottles. He thinks more and more variety of Northwest wines will be canned up and available soon. I'm Anna King, reporting.